3, 2, 1.
Here we go! Welcome to this week's episode of the No Normal Show, brought to you by BPD. This is where we leave all things status quo, traditional, old school, and boring in the dust, and instead, we celebrate the new, the powerful, the innovative, the future, all related to how brands can lead the way in health. I'm your co-host, Stephanie Weirwill. Good to see you. I'm EVP of Engagement here at BPD, and I'm joined by Chris Wickline, SVP of Strategy. Hello, hello, Chris.
Oh, Stephanie, nice to see you. It's been a couple of weeks. Glad to be back.
It has, and we have kind of some big headlines here. We're doing one of our shorter episodes, bite-sized news headlines. We're going to go all in on the headline that everyone is talking about. My LinkedIn feeds are buzzing. My phone is blowing up. The whole industry is talking about Walmart Health. So this week, and I should say the date, this is Friday, May 3rd, in case the news moves faster than we can catch up with. This week, Walmart Health announced that they're closing all 51 health centers in 5 states due to lack of profitability. So we'll dig into that. But remember, this comes on the heels of a few other similar headlines where Walgreens shut 160 Village MD clinics after losing $6 billion. And this comes after UnitedHealth's Optum shut down its entire telehealth business. Yikes. So these are 3 new entrants that we've been watching because we've, you know, been interested in bated breath to see if Walmart, Walgreens, and Optum can really crack what we would call the top of the funnel, which is urgent care, primary care, wellness services typically used to drive down funnel volume care. But I'll just stop there and ask you, Chris, tell us a little bit more what happened with Walmart Health.
Well, I do want to say one thing. I think Optum, maybe we separate out just a little bit. That's telehealth. To me, that feels feels a little different. But Walmart, gosh, I think that caught everybody a little bit by surprise, because I would also say that just a month ago, they were out saying about how their expansion plans were being slowed a little bit, but they were still looking forward to going into all different kinds of markets. So I think, you know, just a fascinating kind of a little bit of a who's on first, if you look at where they were at a month ago, and here's where they are today. But, you know, bottom line was that, you know, they're saying, hey, we just don't see a sustainable business model. Things like the things we're living with across healthcare, increased labor, operating costs, reimbursement, all of those things are really kind of making it difficult. And I think, of course, we can dig a layer deeper, but that is the top line of the party line.
It is. It is. And you're right. You know, labor shortages are a big part of this, where primary care physicians are very difficult to recruit right now. Health systems are having a very tough time. And so if you're Walmart Health, how do you recruit physicians when A, they're not out there, and B, you know, are you well known among physicians quite yet? I think one other key area is the fact that primary care, typically, we all know it's not profitable on its own, right? We had a conversation about a year ago, actually, with folks from Village MD that was shared on our LinkedIn channel. And they said, you know, hey, we know that primary care is a loss leader. Like, we get that. The whole point of building this out for Walgreens and Village MD was to create a full continuum of care, to make Walgreens flow across the entire healthcare continuum. And they're creating a lot of partnerships to do so. That said, Walmart did not have the same strategy, right? I think their strategy was much more of, can we scale quickly? Can we have out-of-pocket payments and scale, you know, to 51 health centers and beyond to create profitability? And so the question is, when you're, I saw somebody on LinkedIn said, you know, they weren't even a front door. They were like the frame of the front door of care. And so in that case, yeah, profitability is tough.
Yeah. I mean, I think you pretty much nailed it, Stephanie. I mean, if you can't make, and if you're going to struggle to make money in primary care and you can't scale quickly, man, you're just piling on the expenses. I mean, I think the key thing to consider, though, is how other organizations, and we've talked about this in different forums, both on this show, as well as in thought leadership forums, there's different strategies associated with top of funnel. And that top of funnel strategy that they had, you know, seems to be, you know, flawed with their ability to scale fast, make money, get volume when all you're dealing is dealing with is that top of funnel piece.
Right, right. And the other key piece here is the reimbursement model. Dun, dun, dun. Because, of course, health systems are very aware that the reimbursement model is the game that we have to play. And I think it's interesting, you know, Walmart was focusing on out-of-pocket payments, but they also had a partnership with United Health. I asked the question, which is the way that they negotiate their deals with CPG brands from my past CPG life, it is cutthroat. It is Walmart is the shark. If you are any CPG brand, even Coca-Cola, you're scared of Walmart because you have to slice your prices so much to get shelf space. And it makes, you know, me wonder, what would that have looked like in healthcare? Could they have used their size and scope and scale to do that from a payer standpoint? I don't know. They weren't there yet, right? But the reimbursement model is just a bit of a shock to new entrants.
Yeah. And I also think, I mean, look at Walmart. Walmart sells products, you know, and, you know, they still say they're committed to the, you know, the health and wellness space with things like, of course, their pharmacies. They've got like 4,600 pharmacies. They've got another 3,000 or so-ish kind of vision centers. Those sell things, right? They talk about, you know, healthy food and other kind of, you know, focuses on wellness. And I mean, those are products. Those are things, right? Those aren't services. And I think, you know, Stephanie, you were sharing with me some insights around the fact that you're selling a service, but was the experience of that service any better or different to try and really get people in the door in a meaningful way that are frustrated with healthcare or need care? What do you have to add on that?
Yeah, just that I think I saw some examples of folks who were sharing their experience in Walmart health centers and that they were very much what you would expect of kind of the traditional tried and true. And so the question was just raised of why create the same old? What would it look like to innovate the experience? So I think we've dug pretty deeply into hindsight's 2020. We can sit here on May 3rd and go, oh, Walmart health failed. Clearly it failed. I wouldn't say that we would have said that 2 months ago or known that 2 months ago, right? To your point, Chris, they were actually, you know, kind of still growing. So I think it begs a much larger and more important question than why did Walmart Health or why are they closing? The much more important question is, what does this mean from a trend standpoint? So I want to call out, of course, Joe Public 2030. For those who have listened for a long time, you're very aware. This is a book that Chris Bevelo has published, and we've talked about it quite a bit. Chris Bevelo is a former host of the No Normal and our chief transformation officer. But one of the trends is the funnel wars. And in short, the funnel wars is simply that moving forward, we could see the splitting of the health system model, with some systems moving further to the larger comprehensive health organizations and others becoming the giant ICU on the hill. Why? Because there are new entrants that are coming into this territory, playing out at the health and wellness and lower acuity care points at the top of the funnel. We call that the funnel wars. So that's just a very short, you know, kind of intro to the funnel wars. But I think our key question here is, and I'll ask you, Chris, for your take, if Walmart Health and Walgreens, and to some extent One Medical, right, are seeing struggles when they're trying to take in this primary care, urgent care, wellness space at the top of the funnel, they're deliberately trying to keep people out of hospitals or start to bring, you know, that full funnel under their roofs. Is this a change to the funnel wars trend? Is the funnel wars over?
I say no. I say no way. And here's why. I mean, I think, you know, if you go back to Joe Public 2030, sorry, affectionately known as JP 2030, there's different business strategies you can have, right? So Walmart was one business strategy. We beat that to death in the last few minutes. CVS is not just CVS. We may be fooled sometimes again because of the name. Remember, of course, they're retail pharmacies, but they are a payer. Right? I mean, that is a whole fundamental different business model. Of course, they've got Oak Street, they've got, you know, they've got Medicare Advantage on the line, and there's the ability to kind of prove that business model out in being able to manage care and have that benefit from a payer and reimbursement point of view. That's not what Walmart had. I think, again, from a One Medical point of a One Medical Amazon point of view, I mean, look at them, man. They are they are covering all the bases. We're offering $99 memberships to access telehealth. They still have a very robust employer-based deal strategy in the key markets where they are. So developing direct contracting with employers for those services. And then of course, you know, they're dealing with health systems in providing a continuum of care. So where one medical has physical presence and they're managing the primary care folks to the extent that they have specialty care needs, they have deals in markets to make those specialty care services available. And they're also working with health systems on being able to open clinics. I mean, my goodness, you know, they've got every base covered, right? So to me, is this done? Heck no. To me, this is all about, oh boy, I sounded like a Midwesterner. it's really about what's the strategy. It's an indictment on the strategy, perhaps, not an indictment on the fact that there are people who are trying to disrupt primary care.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I will say we should link in our show notes past episodes about the funnel wars, because I really blew by that trend pretty quickly. But I think it's a big picture trend. GeoPublic 2030 is about the future of healthcare in the next decade. So what does that mean? That means that inside of the funnel wars, there's a lot of funnel battles. And we've seen a few funnel battles be lost, but the war is still there. Why is it still there? Because primary care and the top of the funnel is still ripe for disruption. Costs have exponentially outpaced value. Consumers are still dissatisfied. I think it's fair to say the majority, I don't have the exact stat on hand, but most Americans still don't have or aren't loyal to a primary care physician. There are new offerings that have come onto the table at really high price points. Think the concierge medicine services, the subscription models. That is the classic opportunity for disruptive innovation. Clayton Christensen, right? That's the classic model. And so the opportunity still stands. I think the funnel wars are still going strong. And the question simply remains, who will it be? Will it be you, dear health system? Will it be you, dear new entrant? Will it be you, primary care provider? What will that model look like is still remains to be answered. And, you know, I think we would caution just celebrating the closure of Walmart Health and instead saying, okay, take the reins.
Yep, for sure. And get your strategy in line. And we, you know, I think that's a piece in the book too. What is the right strategy for your organization? And how do you think about that? So, yeah.
All right. Well, here we are with hot takes on a Friday. I think there's more to see here. You know, we'll see what comes about in the next few months and how the trend shapes up and where the funnel wars go from here. And we'll keep you on top of it. So thank you, Chris. Thanks for chatting. Super fun discussion as always.
Yes, it was. Thank you.
And for everyone listening, thank you so much for joining in. If there's something you want us to cover, if you have a hot take on Walmart Health, we would love to hear it. Shoot us a note at nonormal@bpdhealthcare.com. Make sure you share the show. And until next time, don't be satisfied with the normal. Don't be satisfied with your primary care offering or with your top of funnel. Push the no normal, and we'll see you soon. 3